This is End Screen Noise. My name is Colin Dixon, founder and chief analyst at End Screen Media. And today is April 28th, 2021. Well, here we go again. Another fight between a TV platform provider and a video service provider. Now, Roku and Amazon Fire TV are usually involved here, but in this case, it is just Roku. And Roku has got into a big fight with Google over YouTube TV. On Monday, Roku warned customers of a possible YouTube TV blackout. In its letter to consumers and users, it accused Google of wielding monopoly power to force on it terms that will harm streamers. Now, that's pretty inflammatory language, but I think Roku is deliberately using it here because it knows that the Justice Department and state's attorneys general are currently suing Google for alleged antitrust violations. Okay, so what are these terms, these onerous terms that Google is demanding? Well, it's pretty hard to figure this out, but if we look at what Roku says, it says that it is asking Roku to manipulate search results which impact user data and harming customers. More specifically, it says we cannot accept Google's unfair and anti-competitive requirements to manipulate your search results, impact your usage of your data, and ultimately cost you more. For its part, of course, Google calls the claims baseless. It says, we have made no request for access to user data or interference with search results. So what's really going on here? What are Roku and Google really fighting about? Well, usually tangles between service providers and Roku boil down to two things, money and content. So let's take money first. Roku gets money from service providers by taking a part of the subscription fee if people subscribe through the Roku platform, or they get a share of ads if that service is ad supported, and they earn money from both of those. They also ask providers to give them content to put in their burgeoning the Roku channel. Now, the Roku channel is, of course, a free ad-supported service inside of Roku, and there is a ton of great content there, and it's always looking to increase that because it wants to earn more revenue through advertising. Now, sometimes in these fights, another issue is availability of an app or service inside of Roku, or it has to be said, Amazon's aggregation services for SVOD, Amazon Channels, of course, and the Roku channel. And what happens there is they resell these apps and they take a large proportion of the revenue that they generate as part of it. But in this case, looking at the statements that Roku's making, I don't think any of these are an issue. That's not what Google and they are fighting about. So Janko Rokers, who's at Protocol, he thinks two things are going on. The first thing is he thinks Google wants Roku to support Google's AV1 codec. This is an open video codec and a competitor to HEVC. Now, Google is requiring manufacturers using Android TV to support this AV1 codec. So companies like Nvidia Shield, TCL and Hisense, all of which have Android TV devices in the market, are being asked from now on to support AV1 as part of it. Now, many of the streaming devices currently do not support AV1, but Google wants them to and is really pressuring, it looks at least according to Janko, is pressuring Roku to support AV1. It's done this before. Google has aggressively pushed its previous codec, VP9.2, got into a big fight with Apple with it and ultimately reached agreement with Apple and VP9 was supported. Second, Google wants Roku to favor its services in search results. Now, this is not the first time this has happened. Apparently, Google pressured it to add a line for YouTube when you do a voice search, and indeed if you do a voice search for anything now on a Roku, if you scroll down, there is a row that is specifically for YouTube videos that match your voice search request. Now, Roku claims Google is asking for even more. And I got to tell you, since YouTube is the second most popular video service on television, just behind Netflix, it is just as essential as Netflix. It is using that to get more manipulation of results. It's using that as leverage to try and pressure Roku to get more manipulation of those results, at least according to Janko Rokas. So why does Roku care about AV1 and search results? Why is this a big bone of contention for them? Well, simply put, AV1 will cost Roku money to support. It actually has to make a hardware change to support it. That's the first thing. Manipulating search results is a problem because it can potentially draw viewers away from the Roku channel. And the Roku channel is a big money earner for Roku. So let's look a little bit more deeply at this. So on the hardware side, they would actually have to make a hardware change to support the AV1 codec. And that could add a dollar or two cost to the bill cost for their streaming devices. And let me tell you, profit margin on streaming devices is wafer thin. Roku said in Q4 2020 that it was just 2% margin on player sales. That's almost nothing. Adding a dollar or two, that could turn a marginally profitable device into making a loss. So it's a really big deal, particularly when you bear in mind that Google is also selling a streaming device. It's Chromecast with Google TV is $50 and competes directly with some of Roku's products. So that's a really big deal, and I totally understand why Roku is pushing back. The second thing is that Roku is really focused on the Roku channel. They make way more revenue now, more than twice as much revenue from platform sales, which includes advertising in the Roku channel, than it does through player sales. And let me tell you, the profit margins on that money from the platform is much more attractive, over 60% versus what I said, 2.6% on player sales. So that's a really big deal for Roku. So those two things really could harm Roku's business. What Google appears to be doing in this deal is tying together YouTube and YouTube TV and trying to leverage each to the other's advantage. And I've got to tell you, Roku is not lily white in this tactic. It has done the same thing in the past. So, for example, it got into big fights with HBO Max and Peacock. And apparently one of those asks that was a bone of contention was Roku wanted HBO and Peacock to provide content for the Roku channel to help bring viewers, drive advertising sales, etc. And Roku is not opposed to playing hardball either. Apparently, it has been in a spat with Charter over the Spectrum TV app for months. Charter, for its part, says it just wanted to continue the existing agreement that it has with Roku. But Roku wanted changes. It is not backing off. And so new users now cannot get access to the Spectrum TV app. But fighting with Google is a huge problem. Roku knows how important YouTube is. YouTube wasn't available on Roku until quite late 2013 when it was available on other CTV devices. And I've got a feeling that users at that time really, really wanted it. I'm sure I know I did at that time. They eventually got it. But now YouTube is way more important to connected TV viewers than it was. As I said, it's the second most popular app behind Netflix. So they simply cannot be without it on their device. But there are risks for Google here as well. this fight could really hurt YouTube TV. Let's be honest, it's number two in the virtual MVPD market with 3 million subscribers behind Hulu Live, which has 4 million. And then, of course, there's Fubo TV. Hulu Live and Fubo TV both cost about the same as YouTube TV. And Sling TV, well, that's looking like a great deal. You can get a lot of content through Sling TV for much less than the $65 that YouTube TV charges its customers. However, I've got to say, migrating away from YouTube TV is tough. It has an infinite DVR. And let me tell you, over a few months, you fill that DVR up with a lot of content and it's very difficult to replace. So people will be reluctant to leave and sign up with one of those services. But I've got a feeling if it's not available for a long time, people will start to switch, either that or they'll go buy a different box, maybe Google's box where YouTube TV is still available. But in this fight, it's got to be said, Roku is up against a monster. It's going to be really tough for Roku to prevail in this fight. And that's perhaps why the company has made the decision to play the monopolist card in public, in full view of the government that's doing the investigation for monopolistic practices, and put pressure on Google and maybe help them get the right terms, maybe help Roku get the terms that it's looking for from Google in this case. Okay, if you've enjoyed this analysis, why don't you sign up for the InScreen Media newsletter? Just come to my website and the newsletter button is right there on the front page, and you can sign up daily or weekly or both if you like. And of course, as always, it's free. This has been Colin Dixon with InScreen Media. I'll see you again next time. We'll be right back.